Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 259. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
Hola.
Fozzie will be here at some point. Jeff is in Las Vegas. But we have Don tonight.
Ayo.
Trading down.
Don's sober, so that's something.
Wait, no, I'm not.
Well, you sound more sober than Jeff ever does. So there's that.
Yeah. I'm probably even at my usual buzz state. Probably still much more sober than Jeff on a regular basis. So
that's a very good point.
True. We talk about games here on occasion.
Huh? What?
We do. Yeah, I mean, we don't have to. We can talk about anything, really. But it seems to be generally talk about. I've been playing Batman, and you guys evidently hate it now. So.
The more I play Batman, the more I hate it.
It's I'm not gonna lie. Like, I enjoyed it up until probably the point you are, Tony. Like, I had some problems with it, but I was still very curious, and they were pulling me through with that. Who is he? Who's the Arkham Knight? And then I was just completely shattered, like just devastated, disgusted even about the big reveal, and it killed the rest of it for me. I didn't finish the game, and now I absolutely hate the game. Despite having fun with it for probably 12, 15 hours, maybe more.
I'm only about 50% through. I just finished up the airship stuff. And.
Oh, God, you're not even close to 50%.
No, like the story says I'm 47% done.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Story-wise, that's probably halfway through.
Yeah, but there's so much other stuff to get distracted with on the way there.
I'm not... heard that, like, avoiding that stuff for the most part, like, outside of when you're first introduced to it, it kind of makes it a better experience.
And I really enjoyed the side stuff.
I like the side stuff more than I like the main quest.
I'm not, like, I don't know, like, what side stuff do you like? Because I haven't been impressed by any of, like, what I've come across on the side.
Yeah. Well, you probably gotten the lame ones, like the firefighter one.
That's okay.
Penguin Gunrunner ones. Those ones are really good.
The ones with the trucks.
Yep. And the bank robbery ones are pretty good.
Okay, I haven't done any bank robbery ones. I have done
those are good. I did all of those.
And there are a bunch more that pop up that are more like story based. It's kind of hard to discuss because it gets really spoilery.
Okay.
But there are some really cool, like, cameo villains that only appear for a mission or two that are working really well.
Yeah, I came across Firefly at one point, and, like, that kind of sucked.
Yep.
Yeah, he comes back, too.
And I came across Man-Bat.
That was okay, even though it's kind of a super short instance. I thought it was kind of cool. The actual, like, story of it was probably one of the more interesting points of the game than, you know, the main story. I liked it.
I did just hit, like, a weird point where someone dies, or at least it appears to die. And it's like, this is weird. So.
Yeah, I think I know exactly what you're talking about.
That was where I kind of cut further than on it.
Pretty shocked at that one as well.
Yeah, I mean, they've always kind of played with the Batman characters, but not directly to the comics. Like, they've kind of created their own universe, like this Arkham universe, where anything else can happen. It's just weird. I don't know. What I've played so far has been okay. Tony seemed to have some problem with the tank stuff later in the game.
No, the tank stuff gets horrible. It was passable when it was easy. When they start throwing like 5,000 tanks at you at once, And the gameplay hasn't changed at all. It gets annoying. It gets really annoying.
Right, it's just like dodge the red lines.
Right, yeah. And there are some tank-based boss fights that are horrendous.
Oh, God, yes. Now, that being said, I actually kind of enjoyed driving around in the Batmobile. I saw some people, and not a lot, because I don't check Twitter as often as some of you guys do, but it seemed like every time I was popping on Twitter shortly after Batman came out, like, everyone was bitching about the car. I didn't mind the car. Like, the pull the, whatchamacallit, the bombs out of the ground and, you know, then defending the area, I enjoyed those. Like, every one of them, and I did all of the bombs. So, I don't know.
I think a lot of people's problems with the Batmobile is that the controls are, like, really wonky to start with.
They are.
Like, they're not what you expect out of driving a car.
Right.
Because the brake isn't really a brake. It just kind of throws you into reverse. And then it's not on the button that you expect it to be on. That throws you into tank mode.
Yeah. I get that. I do. And it's frustrating, like, whenever you first get back in the car and you're driving around, the first, you know, couple turns you take, it's a little frustrating, but it dissolves very quickly. Like, it's like, oh, yeah, that's right. That's not the right button. And then you just play it like, you know, it's supposed to be played.
I do like the world they created, though. It's not that much different from, like, Origins or Arkham City, but it just feels more alive this time, like, bigger and, like, more stuff going on in it. Although it was funny that they just made up this contrived reason for no one to be on the streets again except criminals.
And given some of the stuff that happens later in the plot, it makes the entire game make absolutely no sense from a story standpoint. Like, what is he trying to save? Like, he's making all these sacrifices to save a city that has nothing in it but criminals at this point.
Right, like, let him blow it up.
Like, there are some points where he makes some absolutely ridiculous decisions to save the city, but it's saving a city that's empty of people. It just...
Right.
It's absurd.
I guess it's so everybody can come back to Arkham? To their homes? I don't know.
Like, why not just be like, get the police and firefighters out of the city, have them stand on the other side of the bridge, and, like, shoot anybody that tries to come across? I don't know. It some of it does seem really weird. Like,
right.
The only people in there are, like, emergency personnel and Batman and his team of people that are just like, we'll hang out here too.
We'll be fine.
Yeah.
Except they're not.
Except none of them are fine.
I don't know what, like, where I'm at. I'm still kind of enjoying the Joker stuff. Where
is the probably the best thing about the entire game.
Yeah, where he's being kind of like, he's slowly going crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's if it wasn't for my other major problem with the game, that would be the one saving grace for the game. But I can't let... I don't know. Tony said it was obvious to him, but...
They're so heavy-handed with who the Arkhamite's going to be that you figure it out.
Yeah.
Don didn't figure it out, apparently.
I didn't figure it out, so I'm not going to lie. I guess I was too naive. No, that's not going to be it. That's silly. There's no way they would do that. Because that would just be dumb. Oh, well, they did it.
I hit that point.
It was pretty dumb, I'm not
going to
lie.
So, probably in a couple days, you'll send each one of us a message being like, yeah, you guys you're totally right. that was dumb. Then it'll be removed from your list, and all will be right in the world.
I don't know. Right now, I don't regret buying it. Like, I'm having fun with it, so...
I almost bought it because I wanted the Harley Knight, or the... Harley Quinn,
yeah.
Yeah, the Harley Quinn stuff. I'm really glad I didn't. Really glad.
I haven't played the Harley Quinn stuff yet, so I should probably try that at some point. And I do want to play the Batgirl quest that's coming later. I guess that's coming at the end of July, where she's, like, the main character in it, so...
Now the tag team stuff was pretty cool. Like anytime you're tag teaming with Nightwing or Catwoman specifically, she was fun. But that was always a lot of fun. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, they play differently than Batman. I mean, it's still the same kind of button presses and combat, but they, like, Catwoman is way more agile than Batman is, and she has the whip, and and then like the double team takedowns are really cool. Pretty cool. That was I thought a good idea. It would be neat if like you could play, if they could have created like a co-op game where like someone plays as Batman and somebody else could play as Nightwing or somebody else from there. But supposedly they're done with Batman though, so
I'm all right with that.
Yeah, move on to something else. It'll probably be a Justice League game set in Gotham, but
I was actually thinking about writing an article this coming weekend for the next three superheroes that Rocksteady should do. But I don't know. I'm so bitter about it right now.
but you like City, right?
I love City. City was one of I enjoyed City more than Asylum. I'm one of the few that thought that. But so I really liked City. I did not like Origin at all.
Okay.
It didn't feel like Batman to me in the little bit that I played it. So I'm just like, meh.
Of Origin?
Yeah.
See, I thought that like, and it's what I like about this one too, is that it gives you more of Batman as a detective. Like, some of the stuff is really dumb, like, where you're... So it's not too... It's about 25% of the way through. You're, like, investigating a car crash. And, like, trying to figure that stuff out. And
well, I mean, Origin, you know, and I could have been completely drunk at the time. I mean, there's that possibility. But limited time that I played it... The combat felt off, everything, none of it just felt like Batman to me. Like I didn't play it very much. I really only played it for like a couple hours,
right?
Which isn't much, but I didn't like it, so I didn't keep playing it.
I mean, I didn't think it was great, but I thought it was okay. I actually enjoyed it more than City, but there were things about City I didn't enjoy. So, oh well, that's Batman.
Play it.
Yeah.
Boo.
But you should probably stop like about 8 or 10 hours in, and you'll like it a lot more.
So I should stop on like Saturday and not play it anymore. Go do the side stuff at that point and leave the main quest alone.
Yep.
That's pretty much what I'm saying.
And then it can remain in your top 10 and then whenever it comes time for Game of the Year, then we'll argue about our top 10 list and be like, you're wrong, Chris. You're wrong. You'd be like, no, it was so good from what I played. You didn't play far enough, Chris.
But I'll have like 87% because I'll have completed all the side shit.
Like, but I played so much of the game. We're like, yeah, but you didn't finish it.
I played more than you guys. I got all the Riddler stuff. I got everything else done but the main story. That's your problem.
That's one thing like Jeff mentioned was that like, I guess whatever the true ending is, it's not actually viewable until you do everything in the game.
Right.
Oh, that's dumb. That's wow.
I guess there's
like,
an ending,
that includes
right?
all of
the Riddler stuff.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, there's like 250 of that.
No, yeah. I think I found 7.
Yeah. I'm like picking them up like as I go along, but I'm not going out of my way to do them. Like I don't find them all that fun.
Half of them, like, I would see, like, I would be driving around, I'd see the green glow, so I'd stop, and I'd get in there, and I'd be like, I wouldn't have what I needed to get it, so I'm like, alright, whatever, screw this, this is dumb. I'd spend 15 minutes trying to break into the stupid little thing, and I don't know, and yeah, I just gave up.
Well, so I went through, I told you where I was at earlier, I was on the airship, and last night I got stuck kind of, like, manipulating the boxes. So I thought you needed to go to this one on the side, but that ended up just being a Riddler trophy. I had actually unlocked the part. I just missed the grapple hook to pull me up into the next area where I had to, like, take out some enemies. I missed that last night, So like I was trying to figure out how, and it's like it was just a Riddler puzzle. It was so dumb. I was a little annoyed by that, but anyway. Goodbye, Batman.
Goodbye, Batman.
But The Witcher 3 is still in your guys' top 10,
yes.
Right?
Yes, it is.
Of course.
Okay. I'll be playing a lot more of that.
Need to play more. I keep saying I'm going to play more, and I never do. Oh, my God, right in the... I need to play more.
Right in the sand trap.
Shut up, Tony. Stop peeking through my windows.
I think I'm about halfway done. I just like finished up all the Novigrad stuff and can head off to Skellige.
Are you just now getting to that place?
Yeah, well, I've been like kind of running around. Like I've been playing it like an hour at a time, so I don't sit down for a long amount of time. I end up doing like a quest here or a quest there. But that dandelion stuff, wow, it took forever to get through.
Oh, God, that was the one instance in the game where I was just like, this is getting really tiring.
Yes, I need to be done with dandelion.
Is that where you're at, Tony?
No, I'm in Skellige.
Okay, that was like, it took forever to get that part done. Like,
yeah.
And then it's basically, and you still have to go off to Skellige, so... I have no more information for you.
It was almost like an entire like day long sitting. Like back at the time, you know, I was doing it for review, so I'm trying to plow through it. So Saturday, you know, I'm sitting at home and I'm just cranking through from like, you know, 6 o'clock in the morning to, you know, I'd stop and eat lunch or whatever. But you know, I'm just playing all day long, and it was a good bulk of that day. Just felt like it was just dandelion, and I'm like, no. Please, please make it stop.
I don't care about Horson Jr. anymore.
Right. But I'm still really enjoying that game a lot. I'm hoping the third area is quite good as well.
Oh, it is. The third area.
It is. It is good.
Quite interesting.
Do you get back to like fighting more monsters then? Because that was Novigrad. Seemed like you were doing a lot of political stuff in the city.
Really?
I didn't feel that you were like fighting as much as you did in the first in Velen, like. And I guess like side quests you could still run off and you could still pick up like monster, but like the main quest was a lot of just like. Felt like a lot of like politics.
That's true.
Which was fine because like the story is so good, but.
Yeah.
It's a shame that. Jeff did not get into the story in that at all, because that's kind of like the hook. I'm playing kind of like a TV show where I just go back and get a little bit more, and it'll probably take me till October to finish it. The game takes forever, but
yeah. By then, the paid DLCs will be out, and you'll be able to get more of it.
it's another one of them is a 10-hour quest, and the other is a 20-hour quest.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we'll never be done playing The Witcher.
Kind of fine with that.
Yeah. I mean, it should definitely carry you until Fallout, at the very least.
Yeah.
What have you guys been playing?
I've been playing and hating Batman.
Yeah, I packaged up Batman Sunday. I haven't really been playing a whole lot other than, you know, the game I can't talk about the last couple of days. And then, that's it, really. ESO, I guess. As exciting as that is.
I don't think any of the rest of us are playing that, so.
How is ESO? Like, I played
fun.
The beta, but.
I mean, it's Xbox, stop listening. Really? Nothing. I said nothing like your name. I don't get it. I don't know. It's fun, man. It's not as great as I thought it was going to be. I ran some little dungeons, not, you know, the massive hard dungeons, but just public dungeons with a couple buddies of mine. And then I spent some time crafting, and it's okay.
Feels a little like Elder Scrolls games.
A little bit, but not, it's not like...
Not fully.
Not fully. That's a great word for it. I don't know. And I don't know what it is about it. Like, the world doesn't... I don't know what it is about it. You know, whenever you're running around in Skyrim, you're finding these little caves everywhere and these little, little things to just go in and explore, little crypts and graveyards, and it doesn't seem as populated with that kind of stuff, you know? Like, they're there. You can definitely find them around, but they're not. I haven't found a proper way to explain it, but it's just not Skyrim.
The weird thing, when I played the beta that I found about it, was that with other people running around, kind of doing the same quest but not interacting with you, it was strange.
And annoying, because whenever somebody else gets to a chest before you, then they get the shit in it.
Right, and you have to wait until it respawns, or if it doesn't respawn, then
right.
You're kind of screwed.
And that's incredibly annoying. I think that is, like, one of probably the worst decisions about the whole game. So, but I'm all for random loot and all this. You know, me and my wife play Diablo all the time. But they handle loot real nice, you know. Each person gets their own loot, and it shows up on their screen, you know. So, I don't know.
It would be nice if other games could adopt Diablo's loot system.
Yeah. I miss Diablo.
And you played Payday, which you gave a pretty good review.
I did. I didn't, I guess I haven't been playing it, like, this last coming week. I forget I'm not on all the time. But, it's like the first one, only with more content. They finally, like, the 2 days after I wrote my review, or a couple days after I wrote my review, they finally patched it. Which I kind of made a notation in my review of that, but it's still a little, the CrimeNet, which is the online, you know, searching for other people doing stuff, it's still half broken, but it's not completely broken like it was, so I guess that's a bonus.
Yeah.
It's a fun game, though. Like, it's a lot of fun, and at this time around, they're releasing it at a much better launch date than last time.
Oh.
No. Last time it came out, like, right before fall. Like, right before everything else came out. You had, like, 1 to 2 weeks to play it before the wave of crap came out, you know?
Wasn't it, like, GTA 5 time, too?
It was. It was actually a couple weeks before GTA. And then after GTA, of course, just, you know, it just snowballed after that. So, I don't know. I think June was a much better time to release. There seems to be a lot of people playing it on Xbox One, at least. It's a lot of fun. If it's on sale, I recommend it. Playing with friends is great, no matter what you're playing, really. But it's pretty fun. The random loot, it's kind of like Destiny, a little different, but you know, it's got that same kind of element that Destiny has, where you're just constantly grinding for, like, different shit. So, but
I don't think I have the room to fit another shooter in.
Oh yeah, once fall comes, I'm done. Destiny, Rainbow Six, Battlefront, I'm done. So, I haven't been playing Destiny lately. It's I think once I hit the level cap, I finally got bored of it.
That's what it took, just to hit the level cap.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's very little to do once you hit there, though, because it's like, unless you want to, like, grind for the gear and the energy. I can't even think of what the thing you need now. The new weird upgrade material you need.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's the only real reason to grind. Although you will get an emblem or something if you complete, like, a list of...
No, that's dumb.
Did you look at it? Like,
I did. I didn't look at the emblem, but I saw the little article that came out, and I was like, mm-hmm. That's great. Yeah, you're going to reward me with a fucking emblem. You're awesome, Bungie.
Right, an emblem.
At least
for
give
doing
me a,
like,
cool shader, like a white and gold shader or something.
Seriously,
something.
I mean,
neat,
that's all
unique,
you're asking,
you know?
For.
Hey, exactly. Thank you. Even Fozzy agrees, and he hates Destiny.
Yeah, I do.
I'm never going to get I'm never gonna get that because it would require me to like beat the raids on hard, and I still haven't beaten any of the raids on normal. So,
yikes.
And then you have to beat the wave base, the Prison of Elders on like the hardest difficulty and
like 35 or whatever.
Yeah, you have to beat it on 35. I have all the other ones matched up. I've done all the other things you need to do, but
yeah. I'll pass. If it was a cool shader, I would probably put more effort into it, but for an emblem, no thanks.
Right.
No thanks. Yeah, that's like a slap in the face.
It's an awesome emblem, though. Look at that.
Is it?
Sexy. No. Women will like you.
Tony didn't even look at the emblem. So, yeah, I forgot that while I was recovering from my mouth surgery last week, I finished all of Assassin's Creed Rogue.
Nice.
Did you? Holy shit. All right.
It took about 15 hours.
Oh, that's it? Wow.
Yeah, it's short. I really liked it, though. When I talked about it last week, it seemed like it was going to be more Assassin's Creed 4. And it is a lot of that, like, where there's still a ton of stuff to do on the map. I didn't do all that stuff. But the actual main quest was really kind of cool, where Shay, the main character, he starts out at, like, with the assassins, but then he kind of moves on. Something happens. He goes on a mission for the assassins, and he decides that, like, what they're about really isn't the right way, and he takes a different path, and it's pretty cool. Like, I really liked it. I put it up there with, like, Brotherhood and Assassin's Creed 2. Like, I actually enjoyed it more than 4, so.
Okay. Like, the story, or
yeah, just... it is a story. Okay. And I enjoyed the, out of Animus stuff, too, which is still the first-person stuff. Like, if you played 4, where you kind of you were in the first person, but, like, this made... This seemed way cooler, like, and it was less of it. There wasn't as much because the game is way shorter than 4 was. So, they condensed it. They actually made it seem really interesting. And you were directly working for the Templars this time, instead of kind of like trying to subvert everything the Templars do
for no reason at all.
Right. So
Templars are bad. We swear.
That's what's weird. Like, that's what this game kind of does, though. It's like, you're never really given a reason why the Templars are bad. It's just they're against whatever the creed of the assassins is. Which I guess is like, yeah, everything is permitted, I think, is what they mention in Rogue. But it definitely ties directly into Unity, too. You actually see, like, a young Arno. He's the main character in Unity, right?
Yeah.
So, like, at the very end of the game, you see a young Arno, and something happens to his father there, which probably puts him on that path to being an assassin, so... It was interesting. I really liked it. It was cool. I won't go back and do the side stuff, like, where... Go find all the chests, do all the forts... But what I did of the game was really fun. So if you get that cheap, which I did, I think I got it for under $20, and you have a 360 or a PS3, like, I'd play it. Or it'll eventually show up on the new system still. So, Fozzie, what have you been playing?
Oh God, nothing exciting. I'll tell you that much. I don't. You know what? No, I've been on a recent Dawn kick, which means I've been playing an iPhone game, right? That's something Dawn does a good amount of.
Hey, Dawn plays mobile games.
Yeah, always.
I've been playing a lot of Final Fantasy Record Keeper.
Still?
Yes, I'm really enjoying it. I didn't get into it up to like a couple weeks ago.
They had that big update. I was going to start playing it again, but ended up, I don't know. I can only have like one game on my phone at a time because, you know, Android's retarded and sucks up most of my room.
Ew.
Yeah. but
well, yeah, now you can add friends to kind of help you, and it's
nice.
Kind of made the game a little like cheat or cheap, I guess. Because most of the time your friends, like, I'm level 20 something, like 27, 28, but everyone that's my friend is level 50. So whenever I have a boss, just sick them on them. They do 9,999 right. damage, and like nice. You get to use them twice in the matches. So pretty much, I coast through the first three, and then you know whatever is left over, I just use on the boss. But yeah, it's now I'm starting to get the hang of it, like the dungeons and everything. And I still have not put a cent into that game, and I honestly have played a ton of probably close to like 10, 15 hours in that game.
Nice. I did actually pay some money whenever I was playing it.
Okay.
I probably spent 10, 15 bucks.
Thing is that, like, it's super expensive. So if you get, like, I think I saw the equivalent. You know how you can buy those mithrils, whatever they're called? So 50 of those will get you 11 rare draws. But for 50 of those gems,
it's like 20
it's
bucks,
like
right?
20 or 30 bucks. I'm like, holy shit, that's a lot of money for something that's not guaranteed to be great.
Yep.
So now I've figured out that I can play the game, and if I do the dungeons, like the daily dungeons or whatever, you'll get some gems that way too. You can kind of just keep replenishing your stamina as well. So yeah, I've been playing that. I've been playing more FIFA 15. I really want to play Rocket League, but my PS4 has shit the bricks. Apparently, that thing's done. That's honestly pretty much it. I really can't think of anything else I've been playing. So.
I also played a little bit of. I guess the title for this is long and convoluted. EA Sports presents Rory McIlroy's PGA Tour. Don is playing it, but he is not allowed to talk about it because he's playing a review copy. I'm playing the EA Access
version.
Yeah,
this is dumb. But the dumbest thing in the world. It makes absolutely no sense.
Which Don is way better suited to talk about this game than I am, because I am... I enjoy golf games, but I suck at them. And I don't really know the intricacies of them, like Jeff or Don would. But it's pretty. It's very pretty. And they brought back the. I guess it was from like a few. It's been a while.
It's been a couple, man.
Yeah, where you hit the ball. You can choose to hit the ball with the A button, where you kind of hit the power slot, and then you hit the accuracy slot, and it's like, I guess they call it the three-click action swing or whatever. Reminiscent of, like, old Madden kicking a football.
Yeah, so you got the power gauge that goes up. You got to click it once. And then it'll get to the top. You click it in the little gray meter, and then it'll come back down. You got to click it one more time for the accuracy part.
Yeah, which makes it way. I find that way easier to do than the analog swinging. So that's kind of cool. The courses look nice. I mean, I played through the epilogue. I don't know what the hell they call it.
Prologue,
yes. Well, epilogue. What the hell are they talking about?
Not that I know, because I haven't played the game.
Right.
That's right.
Yes, the prologue, which is actually kind of cool. Like it runs you through Rory McIlroy's like U.S. Open where he won, and you play as him, and it kind of teaches you how to play the game through that. But it gives like interviews with him talking about the shots and about like. How he feels about it, which was a little weird.
I didn't
but...
like any of that stuff.
No,
shit.
Fuck. You're fired.
I don't know. I thought it was definitely a more interesting way to open a game than some of the other recent stuff. Like where, like, I like being thrown right into the U.S. Open. Like, here's a chance to win it. I did not win it. I suck.
I didn't either. God damn it.
Had Don played it, he might not have won. Right.
Had I have played it, I probably would not have won it either.
You would not have won.
Yeah.
And then all I did after that was I tried out the Battlefield course. And went 2 over par on the front nine there. That was a cool course though. It's as absurd as you would think, and I think it was like hole three, a destroyer. You tee off from hole one. It's on the back end of a busted up aircraft carrier, nice. And you tee off onto the green, and then hole three, a destroyer that I guess has lost control beaches onto the hole before you take your shot. So it's stupid, but it was fun. I want to play the back nine before I probably stop playing it because I suck at golf. So, and there's another mode I can't ask Don, but it's like night golf.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it's called, like nightclub golf. Yeah. That's what I hear. Yes. It's like nightclub golf or night.
Like, where is it? It's basically
I'm pretty sure it might be called Nightclub Challenge.
Nightclub Challenge, possibly. Yeah, yeah. Possibly. Possibly.
Rumor has it that's what it's going to be called.
Your television might be whispering that to you.
No, it's showing me, but...
No. that looks like it would be, like, cool, fun challenges to do. I don't know. Assuming that's what it's called.
Just to be fair, I have given no impressions whatsoever of it. I've just been giving names.
Except for that one part that you hate.
Maybe. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wait, he did, that he didn't
the prologue, like. But, you know. that's an impression. You're right. I'm sorry. Damn it.
It's all right. It's fine. I don't think they'll... I don't think they're going to come... Basically, podcast. Because anybody that has EA access, which you do, can play
I do.
10 hours of this game, so...
Actually...
It's kind of absurd they're telling you can't talk about it.
But. Yeah, I thought that was incredible. I'm pretty sure it's one of those things they printed up, like, because that's what they're used to printing up.
Right.
And it didn't dawn on them that they had EA access out there where people were going to be able to play it, like, now.
Right. Like, I could play 10 hours of this game before it comes out on Tuesday.
Yeah.
That's a pretty decent chunk of...
That is a lot of
sports,
dude.
Games,
so. I'm pretty sure I could play 10 hours of Tiger Woods and then review, or not Tiger, wow, of PGA Tour and then review it based on 10 hours of gameplay.
Yeah, I mean it's not going to change that much, right?
Like, right, right.
Yeah, definitely not.
Based on what I saw, there doesn't look like there's a whole ton of courses. Maybe like 8 or 9, possibly, which is probably all right. Like. And I think somebody not named Don may have told me that they're going to release DLC later on that's free, that will be fleshing some of that stuff out, so.
Free LC,
yeah. I'm interested to hear when Don can actually talk about it, like what he thinks and what Jeff thinks, because Jeff will be picking it up on Tuesday, so.
I should have my review up by Sunday, or no, it'll be... By Tuesday at midnight, I'll write it this weekend, so you'll get to see it Sunday.
Right. So we'll know what you think of it.
Yeah, yeah. So,
yeah. So that's it, unless Tony has...
I have nothing.
Something else. We got any news? I have a little bit.
It's Comic Con. Shouldn't there be like a lot of news? That's why I was surprised when you guys said it was Comic Con going on, because I was checking the news earlier on when
they don't normally announce a whole lot at Comic Con, honestly.
Oh, I thought they did. I thought they announced something
like for like TV shows and stuff. Maybe some video game stuff. But
I mean, if you want, I can kind of run you through what's been announced at Comic Con. Polygon has a pretty strong list here. Avatar The Last Airbender's creator, he announced his next project. I don't think anybody cares about that. Heroes, the reboot, the TV reboot, it's getting a console and mobile game. Anybody care about that?
Mobile game? Interested? Maybe.
Maybe.
Probably not.
Did you guys watch Heroes?
Yes.
I wanted to. Two seasons, maybe. Okay, the
there's only been two seasons, haven't there?
I think there was a third.
Wait, what heroes are we talking about? Sorry.
The one with the Hayden Panettiere.
Yeah, no, there's more than there's like five or six. Wasn't there?
Was there? I thought there was only three, but
oh, maybe.
And I thought
the show
nobody,
sounded cool.
I thought nobody liked it after the first season, so.
Yeah, maybe I did just watch the first season. I don't know. Well, it was cool. Like, I think the cool part about it was, like, when they're realizing they had superpowers, that was pretty sweet. And then I remember something really dumb happened.
Save the world.
Yeah, well, okay, so there's four seasons total, but I remember it, like,
yes, four.
Whatever kind of killed it, so. But it, yeah, it, like, the premise was really cool.
So, did care about console or mobile game?
I mean,
a console game, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, the console game probably will not be good.
No.
Like, are they thinking, is it going to be a game where it's like a console and there's like superheroes? Like, that's the premise of it, or... I don't know. Kind
maybe
of
a Telltale-like game, like an adventure game.
Okay.
Or something?
Yeah, I could see
maybe.
That would actually be pretty cool, I think.
Probably be a beat 'em up. And a bad beat 'em up.
Probably.
Let's see. Gemini, destined for consoles as well as Mac and PC, will follow Cassandra, a young woman who is determined to solve the mysteries of her past while discovering her new powers. That's all it says.
Oh, God.
No. Done.
Enigma. Here you go. This is the phone and tablet game, Don. It will be a first-person action puzzle game. Players will follow an evolved human character named Dahlia as she tries to escape from a secret government facility.
Oh God, that sounds horrid.
There you go.
That's not what you want on mobile.
No,
that's for sure.
Never mind. All right.
Let's see. There was a dioramas. From Game of Thrones, yep, that's on all that. Doctor Who is getting a full-on Lego expansion for Lego Dimensions, which actually sounds really cool. And when you die, so you'll start off as the current Doctor, played by Peter Capaldi, and they have him voicing the character. When you die as Peter Capaldi, though, you will regenerate as the first Doctor. And every time you die after that, you'll regenerate to the next one.
That's
so it'll go
that's
through all
cool.
the 12 different doctors. Yeah.
Yeah.
That whole game has me so confused.
It's really weird. That I was kind of off Lego Dimensions for a while, but that actually sounds really neat, though. But then there's so many other weird things going on in that game. Let's see. The Warcraft movie. Duncan Jones said it is just about done. It'll be out next summer. Yay, right?
Oh. That's a thing?
Yeah. Duncan Jones is a pretty good director, too, so... He did, Moon, and, I'm drawing a blank on the other one. It was with Jake Gyllenhaal, and,
Moon's good.
Yeah. Like that movie was.
Talking about Zodiac Killer.
No, Source Code, which was it was a sci-fi like time travel movie, which was I mean Jeff and I really liked it. So, let's see, Batman has enormous balls. That was something that Polygon posted. Plants vs Zombies Garden Warfare 2 got a new trailer. Not really excited for trailers. Toys. There's a Futurama mobile game coming, Don.
That might be okay.
It doesn't say what type of game it's going to be, so. Rare is going to fix Battletoads' nasty two-player glitch for Rare Replay.
Meh.
So...
Are they going to make the game actually playable so that, you know, you can win?
Probably not.
Right.
Yes, too much, Tony.
Right. They're going to make it so you can play with another person. They didn't say they're going to make it so you can play to win. Ken is coming to Street Fighter V, because that's a surprise.
How does Barbie feel about that?
Wow. That needed a headline.
Wow.
Yeah, people are excited he's getting, like, his own moveset.
He is. He's not going to play, like, Ryu, but... It was weird that, like... Like, that's a surprise, though, that Ken is going to be in Street Fighter. There's a Mewtwo amiibo.
Amiibo?
I'm shocked.
Yep. Street Fighter Cross G.I. Joe comic book series. Let's see. Toy Soldiers War Chest. You'll be able to play as Assassin's Creed's Ezio and fight against G.I. Joe and He-Man.
Yeah.
That sounds kind of cool.
Yeah. I like the Toy Soldiers games. Like, did you guys play
that? Oh, that game, I'm actually kind of looking forward to that game. I've never played it.
They're fun.
So, wait, who was announced for it?
Evidently in Toy Soldiers War Chest. You play as, I believe the original Toy Soldiers games, you played as like army toy soldiers, like, and
right.
You fought that way. This will allow you to play as Ezio from Assassin's Creed 2, and He-Man.
Okay, I knew about He-Man, G.I. Joe. I think Ezio must have been just announced, and I think they got one more to announce.
Okay.
I've been kind of following that one.
That's pretty cool.
I saw He-Man, G.I. Joe. I'm like, that's pretty badass. I'm sold.
Yeah. But do you guys care about Black Ops 3 zombie mode?
No. I don't.
I played zombie mode a bit, like the first Black Ops, maybe? I'm excited for the game. I don't know. We'll see.
They gave some, I guess they gave some more detail on that. It'll be set in the 1940s, featuring era appropriate weapons, like vintage machine guns. But it'll have more fantastic stuff as well.
Yeah.
And you'll shoot down hordes of 40s-era zombies and mutant creatures. So.
And how is a 40s-era zombie different?
Well, you know, they wear their... you know,
yeah, they'll wear, like,
suits.
A suit or something.
Yeah, their suits and swinger dresses and things. You know.
Finger dresses?
Swinger, like swinging, like swing dancing.
Swinger. I thought you said finger dresses. I'm like, what the hell is a finger?
Finger dresses are the same thing.
Here's what's actually kind of cool about it. I mean, I'm not big on zombies or Black Ops 3 right now, but Jeff Goldblum, Heather Graham, Neil McDonough, and Ron Perlman are doing the voice acting for Zombie Mode, and they'll be playing a magician, a femme fatale cop, a boxer, and a character named the Shadow Man. So... I don't know.
Man.
Jeff Goldblum as a magician sounds fantastic. Jeff Goldblum as anything. It's kind of fantastic. let's see.
I agree.
Nothing there. Star Wars. Stormtrooper armor. Dark Transformers cartoon series. For adults is on its way. You were into that.
Mm.
They premiered the Series 9 teaser for Doctor Who. There's not much. You know, like Ben Affleck is going to write, direct, and star in a Batman solo film.
I am so confused by all these movies coming out. Let me just say that much. I feel like an old person now. Batman versus Superman, now there's a standalone Batman, now there's standalone Han Solo, but then there's also going to be, like, Rogue Squadron fighters in between, like, the Star Wars, and then, like, there's 5 million different action movie, Marvel movies coming out.
Don't even try and keep track of the Marvel stuff. Like,
it's
confusing.
Like, holy... And yet... Everything's still very successful. I hear that like Ant-Man is one of the best ones that's come out. So it's like
I heard that too.
It's one of the worst.
Really? I've heard from most people that it's really good.
Oh,
Yeah. I don't remember which source was, but one of them was like, no, it's one of the lowest, you know, Marvel finally sunk a low.
Huh.
Basically what I saw. I was like, oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's how I feel. Like, Ant-Man's not very relatable. It's not very sexy, I guess, as opposed to the other Marvel
sexy.
Heroes. Yes. Yes, I'll
He's
throw
always
that.
Been kind of trashy, actually.
I'll throw that hot word out there. He doesn't have the yeah.
Stuff.
But, yeah, from what I've seen, is yeah, or from what I've heard at least, it looks like the reviews have been for the most part relatively good. So I'm sure that yeah, there's going to be people that are probably turned off by it, but
it's still not out for another week. But yeah. It's holding a 71% positive on Rotten Tomatoes, so
just pretty average, right, for like Marvel movies. I mean, they don't necessarily.
Yeah,
I think the Avengers was pretty high up, but like,
I mean, Jurassic World's holding a 71% as well. I enjoyed Jurassic World, so.
Did you?
It was fun.
Yes, we'll say.
I wouldn't say it was great. Yes, it wasn't a great movie, but it was fun.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, I don't know if we talked about this on the show, but Gears of War Ultimate Edition won't include Horde mode. It's not.
Really?
I wasn't surprised by that. It wasn't in the original Gears, but as Tony said before the show started, like, it would have made it way more enticing for people.
I might have actually bought it, but playing a game over again that I've already played.
And that's only two-player co-op, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. It's...
So you can't play with more than two people.
No.
That kind of sucks.
Well,
I mean, again,
hold on.
I've never played Gears of War, so I'm just...
Yeah, Gears 1 and 2 were designed to be played... Like, you had four people, like, you were part of a four-man squad, but they were specifically designed around two people playing, and then if you played with two people, the other person with you was kind of like your AI partner when you split up, so... it would have been cool if they could have worked in four-player co-op, but I don't know if that would have kind of broken the game either. And they announced a Gears of War Ultimate Edition bundle that will go on sale August 25th. So it's basically like they're probably just replacing the Halo bundle with the Gears bundle until October when they'll replace it with another Halo bundle. And that's really it for news. There's not much going on out there. I guess they did announce that Disney Infinity 3.0 is moving from October to my birthday, August 30th. So
this changes everything.
Happy birthday, you.
That's what I said.
No, kids, you can't play. It's my birthday present.
That's... stop touching my toys. Don't touch my toys.
There you go.
I'm actually, like, I'm a big Star Wars fan, but I'm way more interested in the Inside Out playset, which is a, like, side-scrolling platformer than the actual Star Wars one. Although, I do want to play the original trilogy Star Wars one, but that's only available on PlayStation until October.
Aw, so you gotta wait 2 months?
Yeah, well, to play.
How
as,
are
like,
you gonna survive during all of this craziness going on?
Because the day, 2 days after my birthday, Metal Gear Solid 5 hits. So
yeah,
and then it just gets nuts after that.
Is everyone still excited for that one?
I am.
I was never excited for it. I think it's gonna be a disaster, honestly.
I do too.
I mean,
I do
seen
too.
The
but
fourth one, it can't be that. It can't be worse. Cannot be worse.
Yes, it can. Oh, it totally can.
The fourth one was so magically ridiculous.
Yeah, but at least, like, Ground Zero kind of makes me somewhat... Like, it plays well, which, honestly,
You're right. Actually, all the Metal Gears before this one did not play well.
Yeah, like, this one actually kind of feels pretty solid, so...
Whenever they announced this a couple years back, I remember seeing it at E3 and being like, that looks pretty badass. And I'm not a Metal Gear Solid guy, but then like a couple years went by.
It knows how to hype you up. Yeah.
Now I'm like, kind of like not really sure what to think right now, so I guess we'll see. I'm gonna play it when it comes out, but
it should be fun. Like, and it's, you know, if this is the end of the line for Kojima at Konami, then like it's the one I want to see him go out on. Like, I really want to know the story. What the hell happened? That, like, what drove this game? And
maybe it's that bad.
Everyone that's played it says there's not much story, like, which is nuts because Metal Gear's always been crazy story. Like, Metal Gear Solid 4, its ending is 90 minutes long. Like, the closing cutscene is 90 minutes long. It's a movie.
I love it. I love it.
So
I love how long and just over the top Metal Gear. I enjoy it. I really do, which is crazy, but it's like, not every game will give that to you, so it's nice that you'll get it at least in one game, and you will get these like insane, ridiculous stories and just over the top cutscenes. But for me, I enjoy it. It's almost like playing a movie, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, oh, I mean, definitely the end of Metal Gear Solid 4 was a movie. So.
Yeah, it was like, it's like you get done, and then there's the epilogue, and you're like, holy shit!
And it's like, is
that
this
took
over?
So long.
I gotta go to the bathroom.
Yeah. I think it's great though that Kojima always has like this grand like thought in his head, but it never really plays out as well as he thinks it does.
Yeah, no, never, never.
So like, I just think it's adorable that like, well, I mean, he's trying to get a little bit back of like that one, like the success of one, and just how great the first Metal Gear Solid was, and yeah. I like it. It's a shame like everything's happened the way it has, but like there's few games out there that feels like it's someone's baby, and for Metal Gear definitely it felt like that for Kojima's.
But I really hope that like if this is the end for him at Konami, that like he really does go on to do something else, and he's not like these other creators that leave and like the Mega Man creator went
yeah,
on
they'll,
to
like,
go
kickstart like
yeah
somebody.
Like
oh,
I'm gonna
God, yeah.
I'm basically like. And Mighty No. 9 looks great, but it's like, I basically, Capcom wouldn't let me make a new Mega Man game, so I'm making Mega Man, but we're not going to call it Mega Man. And the guy from Castlevania, where he's like, well, they wouldn't let me make a new Symphony of the Night, so I'm just going to call it Bloodstained, and
what?
It's basically Symphony of the Night, right? Like, that's what that guy did, like... He left Konami, or he got fired from Konami, and he created a Kickstarter to basically create a new Castlevania game. Like,
nuh-uh, really?
Yeah.
I must have missed that.
Oh, it was huge. It made a ton of money.
Did it come out yet?
No, it's not
out
yet.
Oh, of course not.
No, the Kickstarter probably just finished recently.
Oh, okay.
So you probably won't see that for like 2-3 years.
Yeah.
It's another game like Shenmue that doesn't actually exist.
Shenmue! I changed my Kickstarter goal from $120 to $1 for that game.
100? You originally gave $120?
Oh, I was going to put my money in that, baby. Because for $120, you get one of the, what do you call those, like, shit, you put a 20, 25 cents in, and you get one of those, like, it comes in those plastic baubles.
Oh, okay, the little bubbles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you get one of those with the 120 offer. And I was going to go all in, but just all the bullshit surrounding it now, like, just doesn't sound appealing, so.
It's a really weird project. I mean, for you, as somebody who likes Shenmue, I hope it turns out well, and...
Well, like, right now, like, I'm just... I feel like kind of... just disappointed, I guess, just because it feels like there was a lot of lies and everything like that. Like, I understand that you want to keep it at a lower thing than anticipated as far as budget wise, but essentially they're saying that if we don't hit 10 million, which they won't, that it's not going to be the game, like the true sequel or whatever. So I mean, I was
right.
Like, you know what,
just going to get like a story based
right.
adventure game is what
so,
it sounds like.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to save my money, and I'm going to wait till I see what reviews say for it, because Now I'm kind of scared because that's not the game that Shenmue is. So why should I put money into a game that I might not love, especially $120?
True.
So, yeah.
That's like, a lot of money.
Yeah, it was. But I do love the franchise. But I mean, again, I'm not going to put money into it if it's not going to be at least what I envision a sequel to Shenmue is going to be at this point. It's just, I don't know what it is, so.
But the one piece of news that wasn't Comic-Con related there that I actually did see is that the Wii U's biggest exclusive that's not from Nintendo is probably coming to PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. Zombie U is probably going to end up coming to the new systems. That's pretty fascinating. I mean, they're going to have to clean up the graphics so that it looks way better, but
yeah.
I think it's definitely doable. Like, I really like that game on the Wii U.
I thought it was actually one of the best games to use a gamepad.
It
honestly.
Was. It's still.
So, how are they
going to
do it
game.
Without the gamepad?
There's. So, the
whole
thing.
Like, just, like, put it to hold select or something, you know?
Right, so like the whole idea with the gamepad, Don, was you would do things on the gamepad, but it would take your view away from what was going on your TV. So it was like two games going on at once, like whenever you had to use the gamepad. So for this, like, and it left you fully vulnerable. Like, so like you would be like looking through your inventory,
right?
And that's all on there to like equip a gun or whatever. You could do that. You would just basically bring it up, but you would. Kind of like Destiny, where you're still vulnerable. Like when you bring up the menu, the game doesn't stop. Or Dark Souls, where the game doesn't really stop.
Right.
So you could do that. It's just with the gamepad, it was pretty cool because it felt unique and different. But
wasn't that a launch title too? I feel like the launch titles were like the best ones that utilize the Wii U, as far as the gamepad.
Right, because had a that was the one that it came with. It was like the Wii
Nintendo
Carnival
Land?
Or Nintendo Land. That's it. Like that was probably the best example of Nintendo using the gamepad.
Oh, I loved it.
Properly.
Yeah. Sure. Which is now funny to think about because now you're saying that. Well, because I guess. People were excited, like developers were excited, or Nintendo was, whoever it was, they were just really happy to kind of be like, oh yeah, we have this new innovation, we're excited to...
Oh, hole in one. Shit. Sorry.
No, you're right though, Fozzie. Like, I think Nintendo sold it as, like, hey, look what we did with the Wii. Look at how popular we've hit the next big thing, like with this tablet. Like, this is it.
Yeah.
And it just did it. Like, their naming can everything about the Wii U launch like bombed.
Right. Oh, god damn it, Nintendo. Why must you hurt me so? I don't even like Nintendo. I just like the fact that it's the face of video games. Like, any person knows about Nintendo. It's mainstream. Like, you know about it. Not everyone knows about Nathan Drake or maybe even like Master Chief, but everyone knows Mario.
Right.
It's a staple. So like for me, like Nintendo's like our way of like reaching out to people, and they just destroy it. It's just nonstop disappointments throughout the whole goddamn company. So that's what upsets me. That's very upsetting.
Speaking of Nintendo, our one question that we got in this week.
Nice.
Comes from Justin. He wants to know what our hopes for the Nintendo NX are.
I hope that they give me a reason to buy it. I would like that.
That's a good start.
Isn't like the Wii U still pretty early in its life? I mean, are they expecting like a 2-year life out of this thing?
Well, the Wii U came out before the other two systems.
The Wii U.
I guess that's true. So it's been
Wii
3 years
now. The
Wii U
will be 3 years old this year, yes.
Which is insanity that they're already talking. Like, this isn't...
Exactly!
Because the difference is, okay, like, the console life cycles used to only be, like, 5 years apart, but that's because the graphics were rapidly expanding, so
right.
there was a reason. Like, now video game consoles are entertainment systems. I could easily see the Xbox One being around for the next, I don't know, like, 5 years easily.
Which makes it 8 years old, right?
Right. So, I mean, the fact that, I mean, I know for a fact, like Xbox and PS4 are just getting into, like, the mid-year or, like, mid-console, like, lifespan. So.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're just touching their potential,
yeah.
you know? I mean, there's no reason, absolutely, they at least should be talking about hardware. But Nintendo, like, I don't understand why they need to, too. I mean, in the Wii
U. Like, they're just trying to, yeah, sweep it underneath the dust.
Well, and they're not selling. Like,
right.
That's
so
the big
throwing
thing.
Something new on the market's going to sell?
But they need to give people a reason to, like,
I mean,
buy on. And right now, like, there's plenty of reasons to not buy on. The Wii U isn't as powerful as an Xbox One. It's basically as powerful as a PS4, a PS3 and an Xbox 360. So it's as powerful as a 10-year-old system at this point. Like, they need something to come out that actually is on the level with the Xbox One and PS4.
You know what? I think that they have, like, I like that they utilize everything. Like their games look like they could stand the test of time. A lot of them do. Like, and so I like the fact that they know their graphical limitations and they don't try and, like, showcase all these graphics, but they try and instead have these very colorful and bright and friendly games, and I think that works for them. But at the same time, you're right. I mean, they need third parties. They need to get back on people's good side. And honestly, if you really think about it, like, is the Wii U going to be Nintendo's, like, worst console ever? Because, I mean, what iconic game can you think about? I mean, yeah, Smash is nice or whatever it may be, but there's not a Zelda game. I guess there's, like, a Sunshine or, like, Super Mario 3D or 3D World or whatever. But that doesn't even
Mario
feel like
Maker,
Mario.
Looks pretty good.
I mean, again, like, these look good. These look like they're
no,
you're
I,
going
I know,
get,
like,
you're get your money's worth, but
there's
not,
no Galaxy, there's no
exactly.
Ocarina,
there's no Metroid. Like, I mean there, you got
on it.
Yeah, I mean, again,
right, there's no Metroid Prime, like,
right.
There are good games. Like, I think the games that Nintendo releases on it have been pretty good. Like,
I mean, yeah, they're decent, like, 8.0, like, type games, but
that's it. Like,
right.
Like, there's nothing else on the system. Like, that,
like,
third party support is completely dry, and, like, you can't sustain a system with releasing a game or two every other month. Like,
and if they know, like, if developers already know that the NX is, like, already on their minds, what influence is there going to be at all for them to, like, just be like, yeah, I'm going to keep making games for the Wii U? Of course you don't want to, because they're already kind of focusing on their new console already.
But even before, like, the NX kind of was announced, like, Activision kind of pulled support with, like, Call of Duty wasn't on it last year. Like, Ubisoft had basically pulled support, like...
Right.
EA had pulled... Like, EA hasn't supported it at all, I don't think.
Yeah.
Right.
Has there been an EA game on there at all?
I think Madden was on there originally.
Madden
08
was
but...
actually kind of fun, like, the Wii. Like, I had to use the controls and everything. But, yeah, I mean... Yeah.
But, like, they haven't had third-party support in a while on the Wii U, so...
I mean, I guess that's not too big of a deal. Loosely, because you know, EA's most of their big games are, like, they got their sports games, they got their racing game, and they got their shooters. All those are on the other consoles, so why do they got to be on, you know?
Because people that buy the Wii U, like, if they want to just have one system,
right? Exactly.
Like, they.
But who buys a Wii U as one system?
There are people that just buy Nintendo systems. Like, I mean, it sounds crazy.
It does. Like,
but there are.
I mean,
people
I believe it, but it still sounds crazy.
It's just, like, my thought process is, Nintendo used to be, like, the console you would play. That is your go-to console, right? Like, and the other ones were just there to kind of, you know, like the NES and Super NES times. That would be the console that everyone played. So if they want to get back, like, I've never thought of Nintendo as being my primary console, like, go-to console, probably since, like, the N64, to be honest. So...
Right, it's been a while since, like, you were like, this is my system.
And again, yeah, since the generations are so kind of, you know, like, stretched apart now, at least with the NX, maybe they could come out. Like, maybe they could say, like, maybe it would be nice for them to be in that position where everyone else is in mid-console with the other ones. They could be like, hey, look at what we have with this new console.
You're not going to get on these other ones. But what will they have? Like, what
could
they do?
That's a good-ass question. I honestly, like, I feel like, what would be the point for Nintendo to say, we're not going to go the Wii U route, or, like, we're not going to support the Wii U anymore, whatever it may be, and we're going to start focusing on the NX. If they're just going to copy it. Like, it just doesn't make sense to just be like, okay, we'll just do the same exact thing we did for the Wii U. Like, I feel like maybe they're going to try and compete with the other consoles, and then also maybe have a controller that you would actually enjoy holding in your hands. Think about that for a second. It's been probably over 10 years for a lot of us since, like, there was a Nintendo controller that we actually enjoyed playing on. No one liked the Wii remote. No one liked the gamepad.
I hated the Wii remote.
I'd go even further back than 10 years. I'd say, like, I have not loved the Nintendo controller since the Super Nintendo.
Sure.
I liked the 64.
Those were iconic.
Controller. I actually, like, really liked it.
Like, I did too.
Like,
I liked
it. I thought they were okay. Like, sure. They were okay, but they were weird too, though. Like,
yeah, it was weird.
Yeah, all of Nintendo's, like, controllers really.
Yeah. Well, the NES controller and the Super Nintendo controller were, I mean, that's what set the foundation for every controller after that. Like,
right, exactly.
Like, for me, it went like Nintendo, Super Nintendo, PlayStation, like DualShock 2, mm-hmm. and then the Xbox 360 controller.
Yeah, sure, totally. So yeah, I mean, again, it's just, I think. Again, I shouldn't get excited because they're just going to probably disappoint me, but I feel that maybe I'm hoping that just because this is just, you know, so somewhat sudden, I mean, not really, I mean, their sales have been pretty poor, but still, it's a pretty big deal to kind of just say, okay, we're going to scrap this like 3 years in, start going into it.
It depends, too. Like, I mean, they said they're going to start talking about it next year. That doesn't mean that next year it's going to come out.
Okay, yeah, so we're thinking maybe, like, 2017 you'll get, like, it'll show on E3, and then maybe all day 2017.
Yeah, so 5 years after the Wii U. Like, that's still early, but it's not that bad.
It's not, but, yeah.
It is crazy that we know about it now, though. Like,
right.
2.5 years in. To the Wii U, like,
right, and it's only been what, like, a year and a half into with these other consoles cycle. So I mean, right. Yeah, I see your point. Like, 5 years isn't terrible, but again, these consoles now are probably supposed to last, like, they have 10 to 12 year plans easily. So, especially because they're entertainment systems now, except for Nintendo, they're not really. But I mean, I have all my apps on here. I've downloaded movies on here. Like, what's going to happen to this once? Even more so than the 360. Even the 360, I didn't start downloading games. But definitely my Xbox One, like, I totally took that, you know, jumped that bridge into, like, this old digital world. And it's pretty nice. I don't really sell games, so I like...
I honestly feel more comfortable with Microsoft, especially with how they're implementing backwards compatibility to the 360 now.
Yeah.
To kind of give you that library back, or at least try to give you most
of that. And
like, I feel more comfortable going forward with Microsoft than I do with Sony, whose approach was, well, you can get that, but you can rent it, like, you'll have to rent it from us through this other service. Like,
it's super smart too that they're partnering with Rift. So does that mean essentially, like, I could play, like, Windows games with my Rift and my 360 ones as well, from my understanding?
I don't know.
Okay. But I think that's smart instead of, like, taking the Sony route, which they've kind of, like, isolated themselves. So this is the Morpheus, but you can only play it on the PlayStation. You cannot play this on Windows or anything like that. So, yeah. Because if you take the computer games, you know, all the exclusives you see on there with, like, you know, an Xbox or PlayStation, I mean, that's kind of... That for me is definitely the seller, so I think I'll go the Rift route when the VR eventually comes out.
I mean, you definitely want to take the one that has the most option.
Sure.
For you, so.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm still really scared of VR, though, so.
I just don't want any more VR announcements. Like, it's already starting to get pretty flooded.
Well, right, because there, like, there's the Rift, there's Morpheus, there's.
There's the Samsung, yeah, Gear VR, which you just use your phone for, which is pretty weird, I don't know.
And there's one, like, Starbreeze is doing a headset as well, like, and then, as Tony said, HoloLens, which isn't really VR, but it's still, like, that headset type deal.
Yeah, thing. I'll be interested.
So many weird things, like, there's too many options out there.
I feel like, it's definitely going to be kind of like this huge war that's just going to implode, and then, like, when the dust is settled, though, I think that the Rift was, like, the one, like, that was the thing that we knew about from the get-go, you know, with the Kickstarter and everything. I feel like if you're going to go the VR route, you kind of have to go with them, because they have the Facebook money behind it, too, so you're going to get a ton of, people are nervous about Facebook, but again, I don't really see that being an issue. Like, I don't see how they can ever implement anything that would kind of scare people off, necessarily. I mean, not like you're going to have, like, Facebook ads for fucking God of War, whatever. the one that has the, crap, I forgot. Anyways, you know what I'm talking about, the Facebook game. God of War or something, whatever it's called.
Game of War,
sure. Yeah, I mean, again, if they're smart, they'll kind of just be very minimal there and collect them paychecks.
Yeah, they have seemingly been very smart with how they've been dealing with it, too. They've made some smart partnerships, and we'll see.
Okay. Well, good.
Yeah, so there we go.
Smartnerships,
sure.
I like that. That's a sexy word, too.
All right, well, I will not be here next week or the week after.
The heck?
Well, I have to be in Atlantic
again?
City.
What are you doing now?
my kids are dancing next Thursday night in Atlantic City. And then the week after that, I am on vacation. So I might be able to make that one. We'll see.
I think you're required, so you can't miss two in a row.
Yeah, you can't miss.
I will try. Depends on if they've improved the Wi-Fi at the resort. At the mountain resort, so.
Where are you going?
Sometimes it's sketchy up there. Up the Poconos, same place we go for the family vacation every year.
Nice.
So, I actually get to go up for the entire week this time, so. Like, don't have to work. No audit going on at my job. But Jeff will be back, and he can tell you all about how he lost all his money in Vegas.
I want to hear this. I also want to hear if he's played any poker, which I doubt.
Oh, I can't wait. He's going to have all the excuses you've ever heard.
Yeah.
Have it on.
I'm so good at poker, except whenever I get a chance, I don't play.
I'm so good at video game poker where no one plays for money.
he's been playing a lot of slots, from what I see.
He spent his entire life playing slots, recently.
he just put up on Facebook a couple hours ago that he was playing the Gremlin slot machine.
Nice.
He should probably stop playing slots. That would help him.
Yes. The odds are better if you play anything but slots.
Yeah.
Yes. Absolutely.
But Jeff will be back, and he'll tell you about golf, not under embargo, so...
Nice.
And who knows? I don't know what else is coming out next week. Actually, I think King's like, Quest comes out. If you guys are interested in that, not sure.
No.
No?
I don't know. I'm not.
Maybe. I might play it, but not next week. And there's some. Oh, Vanishing of Ethan Carter comes out on PS4. Not next week, the week after, I think. So.
I think my schedule's all open until next month.
What's next on your?
Is it next agenda? Month or the month after when Gears and Rare Replay comes out next month?
Yes.
And I think the week after that, I think, is that Toy Chest, Toy Soldiers.
Oh, okay. And then, like, right after that is Gears.
Yep.
And Madden.
Yep. And then October is Rainbow Six. And
did they say Battlefield was October, too, or is that
Battlefront's
November?
November. Week before Fallout, I think.
Okay. Does anybody know when Assassin's Creed is?
Usually November? It's like the last week of October or the first week of November.
Let's see. October 23rd. Ooh, that's a bad day. Halo 5 is like right behind it.
Yeah.
Halo 5 is like 4 days later.
Welcome to fall.
Yeah. I mean, it's going
to
get rough.
You get 1 week to fully engage in a video game. And then you got another game coming out the week after that, at least one game.
Yeah, we'll see. That's a lot of gaming going on.
Yeah,
lots of stuff to play. I think there's going to be a lot of stuff that we're going to miss too. Like, I don't think any of us are going to be playing Mad Max. So
I'm probably going to rent it. It's coming out in September, right?
Comes out September 1st, the same day as Metal Gear Solid 5.
It looks like Shadow of Mordor.
It's going to be horrible.
Okay. Fair enough. Yelling at me.
I don't know. And, like, stuff like Just Cause is just coming out way too late in the year, I think. Like,
yeah. I'll be catching up on, hopefully, Tomb Raider by that point.
I forgot that Just Cause is coming out this year.
Yeah, December 1st.
We need to add that to my...
XCOM is in there also. XCOM 2.
XCOM.
Yeah.
Did your Total War game come out yet?
Total War Attila? The other one?
Is there...
Attila came out in February.
Okay. That's still pretty high on your list, though.
It is. It was fantastic. It was the best Total War game since Shogun.
Is there another Total War game coming out this year?
Total War Warhammer.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's right up my alley, but I don't have a PC to run it, so...
I can play it and make you jealous.
You probably will.
I'll keep taking screenshots and send them to you.
I'll be interested to see how that turns out.
Did anyone deliver?
I like Warhammer.
Anyone get Taco Bell delivery to them tonight?
No, Taco Bell delivery.
Yeah.
You can get delivery from any place.
You should try it right now while we're on the show.
Well, yes,
it's not in Seattle. Actually, in none of our areas. Does anyone live in San Francisco? No.
No Postmates in Seattle. Sad.
No, there is, but it was weird because Postmates, they used to have a Taco Bell that was right next to my place that they would go to. It's not like right next to it, but it's like a mile away, so it's like just enough where if I'm really lazy, I'd be like, okay, count it. And now they don't do it anymore. They took them off the fucking thing. I'm like, how dare you?
Probably because you could get real food on Postmates, and people are like, I'm not getting that Taco Bell shit.
Anyways, Postmates is ridiculously
expensive.
Taco
Bell is like incredibly cheap.
Yeah. But it would be like,
dude,
you know...
I could, like, stuff myself silly with, like, $6 worth of
food.
That's
what I'm saying. It's like, if you get, like, $9 at Taco Bell, and then it's, like, I don't know, $7 delivery, it's still...
Oh, that's
like
$16.
Wow. That's
$7
not too
to
bad.
Deliver Taco Bell? Nah, I'll drive 10 minutes.
See, I don't have a car, so that's the problem.
Never mind. $7 isn't worth it.
If you don't have a car, like, then
yeah, I mean,
kind
like,
of reliant on delivery
car,
services
I
anyway.
Just,
yeah.
Just literally drive through. I mean, how lazy you have to be, but I mean, yeah, for me it's like, all right, I mean, that's worth it. It's like Uber prices essentially, so it'd be like for me to call Uber, be like, hey, we're going to Taco Bell a mile down the road, take me there, and then yeah.
No. DoorDash is the, I guess the company that they partnered with for this.
Right.
Does not look like it's available in Philadelphia though.
They're just putting that out there. But you know it's going to be a huge hit, so I'm sure that they're going to start rolling that out pretty soon.
Tony will get it before I do because they have DoorDash in Washington.
And Tony's going to eat the shit out of it too. Totally. He loves Taco Bell.
Taco Bell definitely seems up Tony's alley.
No,
unfortunately, yeah. It's also in DoorDash is in Houston too, Don. So,
is it really? Yeah. I'm actually closer to Galveston. So,
oh well, I don't see Galveston.
I'm like 30 minutes away from Houston.
Jeff still lived in Chicago. He could get it, but he doesn't live in Chicago anymore. So, anyway, that's that. Somebody will do a show next week. I'm sure of it.
I'll be there.
I'll be there.
And they'll talk about something. Hopefully, not more Batman.
No.
About more Taco Bell.
Batman will not.
Why has not been delivered to Seattle yet?
Batman.
I will finish Batman and then you guys can, I can then tell you you guys were right.
Yes.
I look forward to that day too, and I'll weep every minute of it.
When you finish it. you wrap that game up and maybe the ending is good. Maybe you'll like it. Sure. Maybe it'll turn around at the end.
Maybe.
I don't know. We'll see. Fozzie.
Hi.
Say goodnight.
Goodnight.